The forces of change were upon the Central Intelligence Agency long before Director George Tenet announced that he'll be leaving office later this summer. After September 11, 2001, the Bush administration set in motion the largest restructuring of government in more than half a century. That reshuffling called upon intelligence agencies to share information, something that politically, culturally, even legally, they were not accustomed to doing. And in the years since, the administration and lawmakers have debated any numbers of ideas about how to bolster intelligence gathering, including the creation of new spy agencies to track terrorist threats at home and abroad. Change seems guaranteed, but what kind? Jeffrey Smith was CIA General Counsel from 1995 to 1996. Before that, he was General Counsel of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He's now an advisor to the presidential campaign of Democratic apparent candidate John Kerry and joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here.
We are awaiting three reports about the CIA, which we are told will range from scathing to skeptical. What kind of change do you think is inevitably going to shake up the CIA?
The sense I have is that there is a view in some circles that the agency and indeed the intelligence community needs a lot of shaking up. The way the system has evolved over the years is that much of it is in the Department of Defense and would need to continue to be in the Department of Defense because they play such a prominent role in the war on terrorism and the other threats we face. Mm-hmm. The problem, in my mind, is that we've never quite sorted out who is in charge of intelligence, because so much of it is in the Defense Department, and yet so much of it supports the civilian side of government.
Should there be just one head of intelligence in the United States, to be sure, however many subsets seem dictated by the nature of what they have to do, but one actual human being who fills that role?
That, in theory, is the role that the Director of Central Intelligence now has. But the question is, does he have authority to do that job? And there is, I think, a growing consensus that the Director of Central Intelligence ought to have greater authority to do the job that he has by statute, that is to say, to be the principal advisor to the President on intelligence.
Would eventually, if the position were to be strengthened in that way, could this entail the Director of the CIA telling the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, we have to do this, or the head of the FBI, we have to do this?
That's the question, and the two agencies that you've picked are probably the ones over which he would not have that kind of authority. Mm-hmm. The general view is that he needs greater authority over the National Reconnaissance Office, which runs the spy satellites, the National Security Agency that does the signals intercept work, and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency that does all of the geospatial intelligence, which is to say mapping and targeting. Those are the big three defense agencies. The Defense Intelligence Agency provides much more sort of tactical intelligence to the military, and that probably should stay in the Defense Department, and the FBI should probably stay in the Justice Department. But the big defense agencies, where the bulk of the intelligence spending is, most people think that the Director of Central Intelligence should have much greater authority over those three agencies.
What about the idea that that the CIA has to, or some people believe the CIA should organize its work now around missions rather than functions?
I think that's an excellent suggestion. If you were to say now, who is in charge of intelligence on China, the answer is lots of people. And I think a strong case should be made that we should organize the intelligence community to accomplish missions, not just to perform functions. And I think, for example, there ought to be a single person who is not only in charge of intelligence for all of the United States, but under that individual should be people who are in charge of intelligence on China, on Russia, on counterproliferation, on counterterrorism, and so on.
So a mission would be defined sometimes as a single country, sometimes as a single interest like nonproliferation?
Yes. The idea is to have people under the Director of Central Intelligence who would have the responsibility for pulling together all of the intelligence for a particular subject matter or a particular geographic area.
Also this week it was announced that James Pavitt, who is the Deputy Director of Operations at the CIA, is retiring at the same time that Mr. Tenet is leaving at the end of the summer. What kind of holes does this leave in the agency at an important time?
Jim Pavitt's done an extraordinary job, but he's had a good tenure as the deputy director for operations, and there are any number of professional candidates who will step in right behind him. I really don't think there'll be any change in operations.
Mr. Smith, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.
Jeffrey Smith, former CIA general counsel. He's written extensively about intelligence gathering and is now an advisor to the presidential campaign of John Kerry.